Well, hello everyone. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Welcome to the Insight Hour. Thanks a lot for joining us. Every Tuesday night we come to you now live, not just on BBS Radio, but also on the Internet via video feeds, live streaming thanks to Mogulus Studio. So you can capture that if you're listening on the Internet. You can actually capture that at www.bbsradio.com, where every week I'll be on the air, both live audio as well as streaming video, and also the website for my new television channel. That's right, Dr. Len Horowitz has a new television channel on the Internet, and it is addressed at www.love528tv.com. That's www.love, L-O-V-E, of course, you know how to spell love, 528, that's the frequency of love, tv.com or .net. You can choose either one, and that'll get you there. Well, welcome to the Insight Hour. Every week we cover the worst of the worst news and the best of the best news, focused mostly in the last several months on the best of the best news, particularly Live H2O, Concert for the Living Water. And again, if you haven't joined us before, if you're just joining us new, we usually give thanks to our sponsors and to the Creator before we begin the hour program. And so let's tonight give thanks to all the people from HealthyWorldStore.com for supporting and sustaining us. All you folks out there who buy books, DVDs, CDs, healthcare products and equipment from HealthyWorldStore.com actually produce this program. Well, you know, producers of various events put up the money, and you put up the money to sustain us by getting great health care products that you adore, and that's why you've been keeping us sustained. In essence, we actually have a full money-back refund. Healthy World Store, all those products on there that I either have developed myself or highly encourage you and endorse to use, basically those products sustain this Inside Hour program and all the wonderful work that we're doing in the world, including Live H2O, Concert for the Living Water. So I get a lot of emails. I get a tremendous amount of thanks and appreciation for all the wonderful work that I do, but I want you to know that I would not be able to do that work if it wasn't for you. And so if you have any healthcare issue, if you have a desire to learn how to get out of the problems and remedy the diseasing situation, then simply go online to www.healthyworldstore.com and then realize there's five wonderful steps and products that cover each of those five steps. You know, popping magic pills to cure every ill doesn't really cut it, unless you're a global petrochemical pharmaceutical industrialist or somebody who enjoys watching people get sicker and more diseased with all the symptoms of toxicity and pathology generated from drug side effects and vaccine injuries. If you want to go that way, then you certainly have freedom of choice to do so. But if you're smarter than that, if you've woken up to the truth that shall set you free, health is about holism. It's about thinking about body, mind, emotions, imagination, intuition, spirit, the whole social interaction. What is your interpersonal communications and relationships like? What is the environment? What are you breathing? What are you drinking? What are you eating? All of those things comprise factors in holistic health that you and I need to really tune into and assess to be optimally well and to recover even miraculously from everything from chronic infectious diseases to cancers. So that's a five-step process that we go into on the website HealthyWorldStore.com. The five steps are detoxification, deacidification or alkalinization, boosting or normalizing natural immunity, again holistically, and then more incredibly, oxygenation. The power of oxygen, element number 8, is unimaginable. If you just study hydrogen and oxygen, pH, of course, is parts hydrogen, power of hydrogen, and all of the energy of the entire universe, that is all of the chemical reactions, the piezoelectric oxidation reduction reactions, all of energy, period, whether it's bioenergy or whether it's cosmic energy, comes from hydrogen in water. And water is found universally. That's part of what the Revelations for the Concert for the Living Water is all about, making ourselves aware of this magnificent joy and blessing and sustaining capacity that the living water provides for free. And so that's oxygenation. Step number 4 deals with H2O, hydrogen and oxygen is really all that you need to know to stay optimally healthy. So you can research all of that by books that are online. Step five, by the way, is bioenergetics. Gives you the whole background about this whole concept of bioenergy and how the universe turns and spins as your DNA does, likewise, because of the musical mathematical matrix that the religious world calls the kingdom of heaven. The physicists call the musical mathematical matrix of reality, and that's what we're now enjoying, heralding, and celebrating, in fact, through Concert for the Living Water. You can get a lot of this information online through HealthyWorldStore.com. I would highly recommend you read a book called Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, not the false Da Vinci Code, not the Da Vinci Code that Dan Brown put forth in his book, The Da Vinci Code, or that the movie The Da Vinci Code was about. There was no code in The Da Vinci Code, if you noticed. Well, the code has been secreted, and I have been the blessed person, the humbled, chosen person to bring forth the true Da Vinci Code, the real Da Vinci Code. That the Vitruvian drawing, you know, that four arms, four legs, and a head drawing that Da Vinci has, the most famous image in the world. It's the back of the Euro dollar. It's the icon for holistic health as well as natural living. That's four arms, four legs, and a head is nine projections in a square and a circle. And the circle is actually the perfect circle of sound comprised of nine core creative frequencies. The entire universe comes from those nine core creative frequencies. At the center or the heart of those frequencies is 528 hertz frequency. It's the center of the electromagnetic color spectrum. It's the center of the sound spectrum. It is the miraculous repair frequency for damaged DNA, according to some of the world's leading genetic biochemists. And it is also used by, that tuning fork that plays 528, is used by some of the world's leading military weapons technicians to tune their sophisticated instruments. What's so special about 528, we've discovered, is that it is also the fundamental frequency within the pyramidal structuring of Giza, the pyramids of Giza, the Saqqara pyramid, the archery, the Ark of the Covenant, all of the words that have to do with ark and arch, archery, archangel, all of those have to do with arching, which is a rainbow. It's like a half circle. It's half of the circle of sound. Therefore, it is mathematics. It is a sacred geometry of a circle, representing the wholeness, the completeness, the Creator's wholeness. And so that circle has mathematics associated with it. I'm sure that you remember back to math and geometry, and you know that the diagonals and circles and all the different functions that were related to the sacred geometry and equations has to do with this incredible aspect that every structure in the universe is based on mathematics. Likewise, you are. Your physical structure is made of math. The entire universe is made of math. And so this is what I'm talking about when I talk about the musical mathematical matrix of reality. It's manifesting in you and me right now, and it's actually creating us. Every nano instant to nano instant, we are being recreated with primarily love. And that's the Heavenly Creator's pouring out of Creator's heartfelt loving intention to produce powerful co-creators, heavenly children, holy children of a glorious one God of the universe. And so this concept now, I would highly encourage you to grasp fully, because it's such a huge blessing, by reading the book Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. And you can get Love, the Real Da Vinci Code online at HealthyWorldStore.com. Now, I want to also thank a couple other folks for the support that they've given us over the last several months, particularly OxySilver.com. If you study infectious diseases and you know how horrible antibiotics treat your own body, how they wipe out your probiotics, how they cause side effects, how they have neurological toxicity, how they pollute the environment. And then, of course, the vaccinations, which are given to prevent infectious diseases, allegedly, I believe it more likely, based on all the evidence, that vaccinations are the number one genocidal weapons used to cull and kill the populations at will, and that ultimately all of the new diseases, from the cancers to the autoimmune diseases and more, have been induced by the injection of foreign RNA, DNA, foreign chemicals, heavy metals, mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, formalin, all of that toxic waste that you literally preserve corpses with and you basically try to not even have around, such as in the dental fillings in your mouth. You know, gee whiz, you know, you can't put it anywhere. You can't store it anywhere. It's a hazardous waste. You have to pay people to lock it up in chambers and somehow dispose of that waste, but you're putting it in your mouth and you're putting it in your body and you're injecting it into your bloodstream and your children's bloodstreams under the guise of public health. What's wrong with this picture? Well, the fact is that we could do away with all of that. If you study the field of silver hydrosols, and I would highly encourage you to go online to oxysilver.com, OxySilver.com, and join us. Be in the cooperative, the OxySilver Affiliate Network. Literally help us save lives, and in the process, bless yourself in all ways, prosperity in all ways, including financial. In essence, as an affiliate, you receive a 40% payout on now five levels. I understand that the five-level program is just being launched. It was three levels. Now you have an even greater opportunity to prosper financially, saving lives and helping spread the truth about the secreted product called OxySilver and the whole technology of silver hydrosols that has been secreted and suppressed. Because, you see, it has the capacity to set humanity free from infectious diseases. It doesn't work chemically like all those other pollutants that you put into your body called antibiotics. It literally electrocutes. It uses the spirit, literally the energy of the cosmos, of the creative force of our Creator to bless everything in the cosmos to spin. And again, those electrons that are flowing, well, that's exactly how OxySilver works. It robs the electrons from the pathogens and electrocutes the pathogens through this silver, which is a superconductor. So you marry a superconductor called silver with water, which is also a liquid crystal superconductor. And you not only combine that silver in a unique way with oxygen so that you've got tons of element number 8 pouring into the tissues and pouring into the germs. And did you know, for example, that the AIDS virus, HIV, is anaerobic? Most pathogens can't stand God's element number 8. So they die. That's right, if you put an AIDS virus in the air, it dies. It can't handle that. So the reality is if you surround silver in water with a ton of oxygen, and then you add to that very special oxygenating molecule the 528 frequency of love, which is the major sustaining and central frequency, as I've mentioned, of the universe, suddenly you now have not just a revolutionary technology to set humanity free of the greatest pathogens and deadly plagues man has ever known, but you also have the capacity to open people's hearts fully with love. You have the capacity to literally take a solution. The universal solvent, by the way, is water. OxySilver is water. It's literally a holy water. What makes it holy is the 528 blessing that it receives. And this is the first product in history, the first nutraceutical in history, where we encourage you to pray, because we understand the power of your own prayer. We understand that you are the result of the Creator's prayer. The spoken word, don't forget, prayer. You speak or you sing, you chant, your prayers. Heartfelt, loving intention delivers the force behind the prayer, but the lips, the labia ratum, articulates the prayer. And so that combination of heartfelt loving intention, of 528 hertz love frequency, plus the articulation of the suggestion and the prayer intention, literally creates the electromagnetic frequencies of the entire universe to respond to your prayer. This is the essence of how the miracle of prayer works. Marry that technology, the Creator's technology for divine miraculous manifestation, with an infectious disease destroyer. Marry that with OxySilver water, and you have suddenly now the capacity to set humanity free, as I said, from all the toxicity that's being delivered by antibiotics as well as the toxic vaccinations. So what a blessing it is to share with you, going to oxysilver.com, sign up as an affiliate, and be engaged in the process of helping us spread the truth that shall set humanity free and the capacity to eliminate these infectious diseases and keep people, most importantly, out of fear. The avian flu does not have to come to get you. It might get a lot of other people as soon as they loose it, and that's what I believe that they have the plans to do, is release from the laboratories the avian flu germs that they have bioengineered to perfection. They've worked on it for many years. They've spent a lot of millions of dollars to develop this type of pathogen. And they're not going to simply let it rot in a test tube. There's too much money to be made. Don't forget, whenever they loose any germs, people get sick. And whenever people get sick, they go to the doctors. And whenever they go to the doctors make a lot of money. So do the hospitals. So do the drug dealers. These drug pushers literally are at the seat, the directorship of the cryptocracy, the global cartel, the conspiracy of reality, not theory, that we're dealing with when we look at why it is our children are now autistic to the measures, the amounts that they are, why it is that our children have cancers, lymphoma, leukemias, why they all have these, or so many have these respiratory ailments, allergies, hay fever. Hideous what happens when you inject your body or your children's bloodstream with foreign RNA, foreign DNA from bacteria, as I said, virus, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues. With smallpox vaccine, it's cow pus. If you don't believe me, just read the label or read the research and find out how they produce smallpox. They take cow hides and they infect the cows, and then they scrape the bodies of the cows and they put it into their solutions. They bottle it and send it out to the medical deities that buy it as modern medicine, called smallpox vaccine. So might as well add Eye of Newt to this witch's brew. In fact, Eye of Newt may be healthier than anything else in there. So to get out of that, come out of her, my people, lest you be infected by her plagues. Come out of Babylonian insanity, hypocrisy, and toxicity. If you're sane, if you're smart, if you're listening, if you have ears to hear these words of wisdom and advice, please help your children stay healthy. Help your family and friends learn the truth that shall set them free of being imprisoned by the medical deities, literally addicted to the pharmaceuticals and the drugs, causing additional pathology that they allegedly treat under the guise of childhood pediatrics and the elimination of the childhood injuries and the hyperactivity disorders that they're intoxicating more and more of the children's nervous systems with more and more drugs. This is a hideous reality. Unfortunately, so many people whose eyes have not been opened nor ears open to this kind of truth, that they have succumbed already. They are victims, or unfortunately they have at least major challenges in their families, not only with their children and the behavioral disorders, but also financially with having to pay for the extra costs of additional special education for children who have autistic spectrum disorders associated with vaccine mercury, primarily toxicity. What about Alzheimer's disease? Where do you think that's come from? Soaring rates of forgetfulness and mental dysfunction among our elderly populations. It's toxicity primarily. It's aluminum in the vaccinations additionally. There's so much aluminum in our foods and in our waters and our environments, in everything that we're using, shampoos, underarm deodorants, you name it, it's got aluminum in it. There's a conspiracy of aluminum. Kaiser aluminum. Do you ever hear the word Kaiser? Kaiser, for goodness sake. Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Eugenics, Anthropology, and Human Heredity in pre-Nazi Germany. That's the family that's foremost known in the aluminum industry. These are the people that created Hitler's racial hygiene program, for goodness sake. Don't you understand? It's history repeats itself unless you don't learn history. You know, if you don't learn history, history repeats. If you learn history, then you stand a chance. So the historic reality is Kaiser Permanente, the world's leading today health care provider, comes out of the Kaiser leadership, the cryptocracy, the oligarchy, the secreted royalties that literally worked with the wealthiest banksters of Europe, the Rothschild family. Literally, these are the bankers that paid for the wars, that literally then indebted all the governments that were engaged in war. War is profiteering. It's profitable, especially if you play both sides of the war. If you fund the governments from both sides of the warring nations, guess what? You get a chance to make the most money. And that's what they did. Now, who was doing that? The Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Eugenics, Anthropology, and Human Heredity in pre-Nazi Germany instigated the racial hygiene program that Hitler picked up from the Rockefellers, the Vanderbilts, the Rothschilds, the Carnegies. This was done back in the early 1900s in order to, for the sake of the corporations and the corporate leaders, to reduce the risk of popular uprisings and labor revolts. This is what the labor unions also precipitated, was fears by the corporate industrialists. And so to literally reduce their risk, they sought ways to reduce populations. And the best way to target populations with specificity, so that you wouldn't simply kill everybody, you could kill just the right people that you wanted to kill off, was what they started with genetics. The Rockefeller University began the genetics, eugenics movement in early 1900s. Read the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. You'll get a great picture of what I'm talking about. If you're a serious investigator in genetics and DNA and want to know the full truth, including those who pirated the Human Genome Project, that is the Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, read the book, DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral. You can get that book, as I mentioned, online at healthyworldstore.com. I forget what number that was of my publications. I have 16 books right now. I have 3 national bestsellers, American bestsellers. But the book, DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral, should be read by every physician who calls themselves intelligent, because what it shows you is how manipulated the whole genetics movement has become. And so the origin of the genetics industry is in eugenics, which really has a lot to do with spiritual warfare. How so? Because your DNA is an antenna to the Creator. Literally, that sacred spiral, it's a Tesla coil. You know, like when you coil a copper wire around an engine, what happens to the engine power? It increases dramatically. The electromagnetics and the mechanics increases its velocity, its speed, its torque, its spin. And what is causing that is the electrical field and magnetic field that the wire, the copper wire, with the electrons flowing through it, is actually causing. So that magnetic field, that increased power, is caused by a spiraling. Now, what do you think your DNA is spiraled for? It's spiraled for the same reasons. It's spiraled to enhance the flow of energy and electron flow. And in fact, the DNA, 93% of its function, or thereabouts, very close to 93%, is involved in light and sound signaling. Photons, which is light signals, and phonons, sound signals, come into this water matrix that the DNA is in. It's floating and spinning and spiraling as it's in your body. And the frequency signals come in. This is the fundamental understanding of yourself as a bioenergetic being. And so this is the capacity that we currently have to set ourselves free with regard to the full understanding of who we are as spirit-filled beings. And the concept that the DNA acts as a sacred spiral that it acts literally as a mover and shaker of cosmic energy, of divine creative energy. That energy is literally pouring in. It's pouring into your body from literally the musical mathematical matrix called the Kingdom of Heaven and in the religious world. And that information is fundamental to the understanding that who you are is first a spiritual being living in a physical body. What the understanding is that you are a digital, that's mathematical, bio-holographic, that's biology and holography coming together. You know what a hologram is? A digital bio-holographic precipitation, crystallization, miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibration coming into water and coming out of water. You see, water, we're in water. If you don't believe you're underwater, not so much like the dolphins, perhaps, but certainly underwater right now, consider the fact that all of your atmosphere is well hydrated. Consider the fact that NASA scientists have discovered water throughout the universe. And so the reality is that your body is full of 80% water. Your body is therefore part of the creative juice. Going back to the spiritual essence of who you are and how we should really be treating ourselves and honoring our Holy Spirit-filled temples with this understanding is going back to the book of Genesis 1 through 6, you realize water is part of the triune God. And since 80% of your body is full of the living water, the creative juice, the liquid crystal superconductor of divine frequency energy from the musical mathematical matrix blessing humanity maximally, what you understand now is that you're a spirit-filled being. And how is the spirit or energy flowing through you? It's flowing through sound and light signaling primarily. Vibrational frequencies are literally coming into you and then simply going into your Tesla coils, into the water inside your body, and then it's being amplified by the Tesla coils, and then it's being sent back out. And you know what's happening? Is your body is actually instant to instant recrystallizing, remanifesting in this hydrated atmosphere we call the planet Earth atmosphere. And so this is the whole concept that we relay in the book Love, The Real Da Vinci Code, how we are made of the music of divinity, of the musical mathematics of this absolute scientific and mathematical certainty. We now know that the reason why the pyramids were constructed in the exact same time that in the same exact manner in which the circles and the sacred phi and pi and the ratios of mathematics as the cosmic connection, as the universe is laid out, the reason why the pyramids at Saqqara, for example, or those in Chichen Itza have the sacred geometry and the mathematics that they do, and even the relationship cosmologically, is because it's all based on the perfect circle of sound. It's based on the original musical scale, which is 6 of the 9 notes of the perfect circle of sound. In other words, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la used to be ut, re, mi, fa, sol, la, and it is 396-417-528-639-741-852. Those are the frequencies of the perfect circle of sound. Those are the first six frequencies. There are 9 altogether. See if you can figure out, if you haven't already done so, the other 3 of those notes. It follows a mathematical sequence to give you the only perfect circle of sound in the universe. That's really important when you're talking about Genesis. And when you're talking about Genesis, you're talking about creating life. And when you're talking about healthcare in the current Babylonian system, you better start talking about creating life, because there's a lot of death all around us. Yea, though we walk through this valley of the shadow of death, we shall, that word is important, no ifs, ands, or buts about it, shall. shall fear false evidence appearing real. Fear no evil. You know, evil is primarily false evidence appearing real. It is absolutely, when you understand what we're talking about, why I'm encouraging you to read the book Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, is because, or get the DVD. If you don't like reading, get the DVD. Why I like the book, by the way, is because I put in there, every chapter has a chapter-ending exercise, fill-in-the-blank section, that when you start to fill in the blanks and you do the exercises that all have to do with mathematics and geometry, sacred geometry, and especially mathematics, when you play with the numbers, then something happens like that's very valuable, like in the book of Numbers. You certainly start to become the spirit-filled being that you were always meant to be. Why would you not understand that? Well, why wouldn't you even think that? It's kind of like obvious. If the Creator's language is math, which it is, because word is sound. Sound is frequency. Frequency is math. So, if the Creator's language is math, and you wish to recreate yourself in health, or you want to recreate this planet in optimal health, in lasting peace, in universal prosperity in all ways, obviously, you've got to speak the language of the Creator. You've got to speak math. You've got to work with the math. You've got to literally get engaged with the three sixes and nines and eights because they hold a special blessing. Who said that? Well, how about Plato, Pythagoras, Aristotle, Vitruvius, Da Vinci? How about Nikola Tesla, last century's greatest genius? Now, those of you who are Dr. Len Horowitz fans, you may have heard me say this kind of thing previously, but the sad reality is that the rest of the world needs to still wake up to this. We need to get the rest of the world on board for them to be able to appreciate fully the majesty of these revelations. You know, I've been online today, and I'm actually online right now. Many of you who are watching me right now on bbsradio.com, on TV, are watching www.love528tv.com or love528tv.net. You can see what we're doing here is, for the really the first time, we're actually live broadcasting. I want to turn this discussion at this point over to Live H2O. You see this t-shirt that I'm wearing here? You know, you can see this is a little t-shirt that we made up. It's one of many t-shirts. You can see it says Live Love, right? And that's what it's about. It's about living love optimally. And that's what the Contra for the Living Water is about. First of all, just use your imagination for a minute. What is this planet going to be like during the Messianic Age? I know that you're going to say that it's going to hold a far better vision, healthier, happier, more prospering vision than the current world that we're witnessing. And that there's a reason for the economic downturn. There's a whole assortment of reasons why humanity has been enslaved to the extent that it has, and we're being decimated and degenerated and culturally indoctrinated to degeneration like we are. The word is called pain, P-A-I-N. And the reality is, sadly, humanity needs to suffer a little bit before it wakes up. Look in your own life. You know, every lesson that you have learned the hard way have been the most important lessons, haven't they? Typically, you didn't learn a real solid lesson until you got whacked a little bit. And for those of you who are smart enough to observe, those people who get whacked a lot, they've got a lot to learn. And for those people who don't listen to what the whacking is really about, just like Einstein said, there are no accidents. The word accident should be erased from the dictionary. End quote. Albert Einstein. You know, we create our karma. As you sow, so shall you reap. And what goes around comes around. In Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, we show you that. We show you the power that the water provides to literally take this universal energy, this cosmic energy created by your thoughts and where your heart is at any given moment. Remember what Yeshua, what Jesus said. He says, you will be judged by every word that comes out of your mouth. It either reflects the love in your heart or the evil that dwells therein. And that judgment, by the way, is pretty instantaneous in the world of instant karma. You remember John Lennon in one of his lyrics, instant karma is going to come get you. Well, that's what's happening in the spiritual renaissance, and that's what this concert for the living water is really all about. It's celebrating this time in history where instant karma is going to come get us. Because wouldn't it be nice to know that when somebody lies to you, that they're lying to you? Wouldn't it be nice to know that you have that intelligence and you don't have to choose to get engaged with the deception? That's instant karma. It's an example of instant karma. Wouldn't it be nice to know that you're not supposed to go to the shopping mall when your intuition tells you don't go because there's a reason why you're supposed to sit home? That's instant karma. And in this particular case, it's a blessing for us to open up this female receptivity, unfortunately challenged by this male patriarchal culture in which we have evolved. So the concert for the living water is really all about taking these most powerful revelations in history. These are scriptural, divine, spiritual revelation that's talked about in the book of Revelation, wherein it says that those who deceive the wealthiest men of all the nations in the end times, which is now, you got to be mega wealthy to do that. And that eliminates the field quite a bit. It reduces the field. You're talking about the mega wealthy now, Bill Gates, George Soros, those Rothschild money managers, those folks, literally, you know, the Kissinger associates who manage the money for the world's elite. These are the folks who deceived the wealthiest men of all the nations and practiced sorcery. The root word of sorcery is magic spells. Magic spells. Magic spells and pharmacopoeia, pharmaceuticals. Those who fornicated with the devil in the end times, the Bible says, deceived the wealthiest men of all the nations, practiced sorcery, pharmaceuticals, and cast magic spells over television. That's what TV is. It's a hypnosis machine. That's why they're called anchor men. On the news, that's neuro-linguistic programming to anchor you down into this literally demonic realm, into this reptilian mind, egoic mentality engaged in fear and gross deceptions. Most of the problems on the planet are generated. It's right on your dollar bills. It says Nova Ordo Seclorum, new order out of chaos. Or in this case, it's managed chaos. So how are we going to come out of this? One easy way. Recognize the truth, and it shall set you free. Second thing, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Then all blessings shall come unto you. What does that mean? Have faith and trust in the boss. Have this absolute certainty of a covenant, a commitment, and an engagement with the kingdom of heaven and the administrator of the kingdom of heaven, which is our Creator Almighty. Have that full faith and trust and confidence. Yea, though we walk through this valley of insanity, we shall fear no evil because we're connected with certainty to this musical mathematical matrix of spiritual eternal reality. Not the Rockefeller-directed military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical intoxication and genocidal manipulation of the mass mind called the mainstream media. Come out of her, my people, lest ye be infected by her plagues. So this is what we're really dealing with. We're dealing with the capacity now to set humanity free. through these divine, wonderful revelations. And that through this understanding and through your service in helping others learn the truth, learn these great secreted truths, the basic fundamental for all of life is available for our understanding, our utilization. And so it is with great joy and pleasure that I share this information with you and pray that you will receive it well, that it won't simply be a blip on your personal radar screen, that it will be something that you can hold and thrive on and regenerate yourselves time eternal. And so this is part of what Live H2O Concert for the Living Water is all about. I'm going to ask you now to go online to livehto.org. Go to livehto.org and read all about the Concert for the Living Water. Read about Concert for the Living Water and its plan to bring humanity's heart, marry it to the universal solvent, the living water. Using the universal language, music, all day Saturday, June 20th, mark your schedule as a musical day of celebration. The world's most conscious musicians are gathering at least now 30 venues. We just, with our brother Tim in Edmonton, just produced today a new press release that's just going to be going out. It's going to be our first major press release, and Tim has worked hard on it. And the reality is that the musical instruments are going to be retuned to this 528 love frequency. Right now there's a revolution going on in music. It is fabulous what is taking place. Musicians who are awake and aware and want to make a major contribution are actually retuning their instruments to 528 hertz frequency of love and now beginning to compose music that they're going to be performing during the weekend of Live H2O. That's the summer solstice weekend, June 19th to the 21st, in cities all around the world, in country towns and villages all around the world. Literally, we've got, for example, by the way, here's good news. We had Nadia Sommer on a few weeks ago who told us she was awaiting word from Long Beach. City Council of Long Beach has voted this week to give Live H2O the permit. So there's going to be a huge concert right near L.A. in Long Beach in full view of the Queen Elizabeth ship, and that right on the 4-mile-long, big, beautiful beach where part of the plan is to have people hold hands on a 4-mile stretch of beach to put their heartfelt, loving intention to create peace on earth and obviously goodwill to all humanity. Lasting peace on earth implies heartfelt love between us as brothers and sisters. World health, which again we can rely on the loving, living water to provide the sustenance and the remedial actions that we need today to eliminate the pollutions in our bodies. That's what the universal solvent does best. It eliminates all of the pollutions, hydrogen, oxygen, the energization. And we've got to stop polluting and start praising, and you see miracles happen. This prayer is part of that miracle process that we're talking about. Dr. Emoto has published extensively. He's a New York Times bestseller with the books called Message in Water 1, Message in Water 2, and the Message in Water 3 called Love Thyself. The whole concept that water can be purified and cleansed by simple prayer and hands-on healing, just like our bodies can respond miraculously to hands-on healing and prayer. So consider the summer solstice weekend for joining us at one of these venues internationally, or if you can't make it, simply go online. You'll be able to go online to livehto.org, and you'll be directed there beyond the 30 monitor video wall that's currently being updated and upgraded with magnificent information about how water can set us free of every misery and every urgency on planet Earth. And beyond that, you'll go click and you'll enter into livehto.tv studio, livehto. Don't put a zero in it, it's an O. Zeros won't take you anywhere. LiveH2O.tv. You can go there right now. You can see what we're building for you and the rest of the planet. The whole thing is going to be coming together so beautifully. I know everything is unfolding from nothing. As our dear sister, Reverend Roxy Hampton, her father, Dangerous George Williams from San Francisco, the first black activist, African-American activist with a video camera and a cable television show out of San Francisco in the 60s, said it best. We, the unwilling, who have been led by the unqualified, who have been doing the unbelievable for so long, for so little, now attempt to do the impossible with nothing. And that's what we're doing. Live H2O is prospering and evolving, advancing powerfully, creatively, from nothing, because it is of the Creator. It is already in the matrix. It's happened already in the matrix. It's destiny being fulfilled. And so this is what a wonderful time of revelation that we have now the capacity to share and rejoice in. The other obvious blessing of Live H2O is that the fundamental frequency of love and this understanding that love is the universal healer. Let me talk a little bit about love for the next couple minutes before we have to shut down the program a little bit. And for those of you who have been watching tonight, I've been having a little technical difficulties with maintaining the video through the Mogulus system and the television network. That, again, we worked on that somewhat this week. We had a bad problem last week. We couldn't even run last week. This week, the technical difficulty is a bit annoying and distracting for me, but I'll tell you, by next week, we'll do what's necessary to resolve it, because by the time June comes around, we certainly want to be able to not have any delays in broadcasting power. So let me talk a little bit about love for a minute. There is this understanding now that 528 hertz frequency is not just the center of the rainbow. It's the center of your heart chakra. It's this color greenish-yellow. It's the color of a baby leaf budding in the springtime. And with that understanding, the idea of using color therapy and sound therapy and toning for healing is obviously embraced and enhanced dramatically. In fact, the future of medicine, in my humble opinion, is in hydrosonics. You can actually go online right now to hydrosonics.org. Hydrosonics, H-Y-D-R-O, Hydro, S-O-N-I-C-S, hydrosonics.org, and read the Journal of Hydrosonics. Also, you want to go to love528.com. love528.com will bring you to a series of wonderful articles and revelations having to do with the love frequency 528, among which is Victor Showell's magnificent in history-making, absolutely history-making mathematical analyses of the Saqqara pyramids, of the sacred geometry of those pyramids, of how then the universe is laid out, and how the perfect circle of sound, and particularly 528 love frequency, is fundamental to the construction of everything. The pi constants, so powerful and important in physics and mathematics and sacred geometry and geometry, pi, phi, Fibonacci series, it all comes out of the music. Love is vitally important. It's central to that musical scale. It's central to the universal construction. And so we now have the mathematics of the truth that shall set us free, maximally, because, of course, the greatest truths, if the truth shall set you free, the greatest secreted truths of all time have the capacity to emancipate us completely. And so that's what it is. Now, again, imagine the water, a liquid crystal, a living, vibrating, liquid crystal superconductor of sound. That's what the dolphins and the whales know. That's the medium in which they play. The media, in their case, is a part of the message that transmits the signal from a whale off the coast of Hawaii to their relatives in South Africa. So imagine humanity coming together on June 21st at 5 p.m. West Coast time at 8 o'clock in the evening on the East Coast. You folks in the East Coast, listen up. It's at 8 o'clock your time. Mark your calendars for Sunday, June 21, 2009. It's in about 2 months from now. You're going to start to pray and chant with the rest of us worldwide for 9 minutes. The A-H, Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, Yahovah, the Yah chant. And that Yah chant, then, is going to be generating into the living water. We are transmitting the global signals via the internet into the waters of the oceans, the rivers, the streams. Every glorious lake and body of water that's been polluted, we are going to attempt the impossible with nothing. We are going to run a live water experiment to clean up the pollution and to bless and honor the living crystal superconductor water worldwide. We're going to create a love potion, in other words. We're going to use our heart-filled loving intention and our modern technology and our broadcasting capability and chant with heartfelt loving intention for world peace and lasting health. All of this going into the water, causing the waters worldwide to vibrate, creating a virtual love potion or homeopathic throughout all of the living water. And when that water starts to do that, what do you think is going to happen to our body water? The 80% of our bodies made of water, through resonance and entrainment, is going to vibrate similarly to the vibrations of the oceans. Now you understand how the Creator works, how the Creator has blessed us with a plan to come out of the hypocrisy, the lunacy, the Babylonian insanity, and speak the truth, and more importantly, share the loving chants and prayers that shall set us free from the enslavement. So with that, let me begin to wind down and thank you folks for joining us this week on the Inside Hour. I come to you every week again Tuesday nights at 9 o'clock Pacific time. That's 7 o'clock Hawaii time, and on the East Coast it's midnight, to bring you this program where I hope you've enjoyed it tonight. I certainly have enjoyed it, other than the fact that the Mogulus studio kept dropping out. I certainly did have a pleasure being with you tonight. I want to thank Healthy World Store again. If you'd like to sustain yourself, sustain us. If you'd like to help yourself, help us. Go online to healthyworldstore.com. Buy Love, the Real Da Vinci Code. Buy a book for your medical doctor or your son or daughter who's engaged in biological research and development, bioengineering even, and find out what is happening literally that's coercive, that's criminal in the area of genetics and genetic engineering. Get the book DNA, Pirates of the Sacred Spiral. There's DVD presentations and lectures that I've done on this. Some are for free on YouTube. That's wonderful. Spread the word. But if you want to sustain the messenger and help disseminate the message, then literally go to healthyworldstore.com right now as we close this program and buy a book, buy a tape, a DVD, a CD. Your purchases will not only help you and those you love, but also help sustain us and this wonderful ministry that we have that comes to you weekly. I want to thank Don Newsom, Doug Newsom, and Seth in Engineering for producing the Inside Hour every week. They work very, very hard, and they likewise earned and deserve your support. So go get a $2 subscription to the archives at BBS Radio. It is a treasure chest full of magnificent hosts who sponsor programming that literally wakes people up into the real reality and the great truth that's not being told by mainstream. I want to thank actually Alex Jones this week, who had me on last night, and that was kind of a fun program to do with his subordinate and friend and colleague. I want to thank the people from Los Angeles, and particularly Nadia Sommer, who has worked so hard and this week gotten a breakthrough with regard to Live H2O clearly happening in a big way. I want to thank Tim up in Edmonton for all the work, hard work that he's been doing. Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, is going to have a huge Live H2O event. I would highly encourage you folks who are living anywhere in Canada. Unfortunately, I have not heard from the people from Calgary. It does not appear to me that anything is going to happen for Live H2O in Calgary, which is a tragedy. So you have, however, Edmonton. And I think Edmonton is about a 12-hour drive. It's certainly worth the drive to Edmonton to celebrate Live H2O. Saskatoon, Canada, I also understand there's good movement there. Toronto actually may have two Live H2O concurrent events. Two different groups of folks there have a desire to bring Live H2O to Toronto. That's interesting because you know, the folks initially in Toronto, I want to thank Olga, who is going to be playing. She's going to the performers during Live H2O Toronto, and Rosita Stone, who I dearly love and admire for her magnificent creative voice and capacity to channel poetry and prose with whoever, whatever musician she's sitting next to and listening to. They're working on their venue, and their venue has come together. It was a challenge that for them that for months they couldn't find a venue. They finally got a venue, and what happens a couple weeks after they get their venue, a second venue in Toronto comes on. You know, it's interesting. In this process, in this creative exercise of literally creating Live H2O from nothing, it has been fun for me, literally fun, to be disengaged completely. It's not about me, obviously. It's about the creator. And if it's the creator's project, which it is, I'm simply detached. And all the people I watch it, like Nadia Sommer and I talked about a couple weeks ago on the Insight Hour, literally watch people either grow to the best possible beings that they can possibly be, or literally have their own egos totally take them out of the picture. Fears of finances and whatever else. You know, it's interesting to watch as Live H2O comes together, how it is actually a miracle in progress. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, go to livehto.org and be part of the prayer. Love you. Bye for now.